You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
Baby, I'm back on the attack with a stack of black shellac. So grab the rack and the Mac, it's the juke in the back. I'm Matt the Cat, making the scene with my 78 RPM record machine, welcoming you to a solid hour of 1950s rhythm and blues as we present the soul that came before rock and roll, another edition of the juke in the back. Last week, we began a multi-part series on the Dominoes. In part one, we focused on their beginnings in 1950 all the way up through 1952. This week for part two, we're going to pick it up in 52 and carry it through to 54. In this week's episode, the great Clyde McFadder leaves to go form the Drifters and is replaced by the just as talented Jackie Wilson to handle lead vocals. But Clyde wasn't the only one to leave the group. Charlie White and Bill Brown left the Dominoes and formed the Checkers. Charlie would then go on to sing for the Clovers. The only guys to carry over from the original group was Joe Lamont and Billy Ward. Billy Ward, who formed the Dominoes in 1950, along with his business and songwriting partner, Rose Ann Marks. After bringing Clyde, Charlie, Joe, and Bill together, the Dominoes were quickly talent scouted by Renee Hall over at King Records. Hall, a very talented guitarist in his own right, was doing a little work for Sid Nathan at King as a scout. He signed up the Dominoes, and King put them on their federal subsidiary. Right out of the gate, they were in the R&B top 10 with Do Something For Me, in early 1951. By the summer of 51, the classic 60 Minute Man was issued, and it was number one for 14 weeks. Their second number one would come during the summer of 1952, when Have Mercy Baby would hold the top spot for 10 weeks. They would also chart with I Am With You and That's What You're Doing to Me. So they're doing well in the charts. Billy Ward and Rose Ann Marks are writing most of their material, but the boys in the group are on salary. They're only making around $100 a week, and that's before their uniform expenses and other expenses get deducted. Billy Ward also implements a whole bunch of rules. The guys can't talk to other groups, they can't talk to their drivers, they can't stay in the same hotels as other groups on some of these package tour bills. Sometimes their hotel is miles away from the other groups. Billy Ward doesn't want them socializing, probably because if they talk to other groups, they're gonna find out just how little they're getting paid. By February of 1952, both Charlie White and Bill Brown had quit the Dominoes. But before we get into that, let's kick off this week's show with a tune featuring bass singer Bill Brown singing lead. It's called Love, 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 and it was originally issued as the B-side of That's What You're Doing to Me. It was recorded on May 24th, 1951, but not released until May of 52. Kicking off part two of our multi-part special on the Dominoes, here they are with Love, Love, Love.
I never knew one tender kiss could ever make me feel like this. Love, 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 I need you so. Hold me now and don't let me go. When you're away, I'm lonely and life is very cold. I need your kisses only to satisfy my soul. So baby, run into my arms and let me hold your many charms. Love, you're sending me. Love, 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 how great can you be? When you're away, I'm lonely and life is very cold. I need your kisses only to satisfy my soul. So baby, run into my arms and let me hold your many charms. Oh, love, 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 you're sending me.
That's a solid sender. I'd be satisfied. Billy Ward and his Dominoes. Wait a minute. I thought they were just called the Dominoes. Well, cats and kittens, they were just called the Dominoes. Up until that record was issued in October of 1952, that's when Billy Ward's name appeared on the label as Billy Ward and his Dominoes. Of course, Ward's name appeared on the label a lot of times because he and Roseanne Marks were the primary songwriters. With Clyde's powerful voice out front, that one was recorded on the 17th of September in 52, and it hit the charts in November, reaching number 8. So when that one was recorded, both Charlie White and Bill Brown were out of the Dominoes, both leaving on their accord because they just couldn't take Billy Ward's strict rules any longer. And they probably wanted to get paid fairly as well. With Charlie out, tenor baritone Joe Van Lone was in. And with bass singer Bill Brown out, bass singer David McNeil was in. Upon entering the group, David McNeil was assigned as Clyde McFatter's roommate. And since David McNeil had just come from the Larks, He started talking to Clyde about how things were done over at the Larks, how group members received royalties for their recordings, and how they got recording advances as well. This made Clyde start to ask lots of questions that Billy Ward did not want to answer, but more importantly, it planted a seed. Clyde knew he was getting the short end of the stick. How much longer was Clyde McFadder going to put up with Billy Ward? Back in March of 1952, the Dominoes were supposed to appear at Alan Freed's first coronation ball. You know, the one that caused all the riots? So many kids without tickets tried to force themselves into the Cleveland Arena that they actually broke the doors, causing an abrupt ending to the concert. The Dominoes never took the stage. However, things had been worked out, and by May 17th, a new coronation ball was on in Cleveland. This time, the Dominoes did get to perform. Also on the bill was Freddie Mitchell, H-Bomb Ferguson, Todd Rhodes, Little Jimmy Scott, Fats Thomas, Joan Shaw, the Calvin Brothers, and Morris Lane and his great orchestra. Up next, we have a new voice singing lead. His name is Johnny Oliver, and he was a cat that Billy Ward took under his wing and gave him vocal lessons. He also was the valet for the group and a watchdog for Billy Ward. He'd keep an eye on the guys and make sure they didn't step out of line. Well, I guess as a reward, at their session held on September 17th of 52, Johnny Oliver got to sing lead on this tune, No Room. He sang on this one and I'm Lonely, but he never performed live with the Dominoes. Johnny Oliver would go on to have a couple of singles for the MGM label in 54 and 55. He was never an official Domino, though. This was issued as the flip side to I'd Be Satisfied, which we just heard. Let's see if Johnny Oliver has the chops. Here's No Room.
There's a friends. Now it's no room, can hear you say, I'll come back, I'll come back someday. Oh, I'll come back, I'll come back someday. My love isn't waning, it's just that I am blue. Honey, all that is beautiful reminds me of you.
I'm Lonely, the other tune that Johnny Oliver sang lead on during the September 17th, 1952 session held by Billy Ward and his Dominoes. We heard the first one, No Room, right before it. I think Johnny Oliver, I think he sings pretty good. Never an official Domino, but yeah, not bad. I'd say you passed the audition, Johnny. Issued in October of 1952, let's flip it over. Clyde McFadder doing the B-side on this one. Yours Forever. I'm Matt the Cat, and we're featuring the Dominoes, Part 2, 1952 to 54. This week on your source for 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues, The Juke in the Back. Here's Clyde, back inside with Yours Forever.
Yours forever, yours forever. I'll always be, if you promise you will be true. Yours forever, yours forever. Can't you see that I love you? I really do. So mad about you. Yours forever, yours forever. Just as before, yours forever.
Generous support for Juke in the Back provided by weekly sustainers Janice Stenhouse, Robert Stallworth, Barry from San Diego, Mr. Lee, David Ayers, Thomas Huber, Joe Metzger, Bernie Rossman, Barry from Riverside, Arnold and Linda Rosenberg, Mark and Marion McAlpine, and contributors Charles Liebman, Ken Farger, Gail Kuntz, Michael Carey, Michael Carter, Stefan Teese, Scott Velarde, Adrian Fidelani, Wayne Novak, Joe Costello. Thank you for your support. More information at jukeintheback.org.
Hey, Mavicat, keep those records spinning.
Brothers and sisters, we are gathered here.
Oh, 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 oh.
Therefore, black horses with eyes of flame red baby's head.
Whoa.
The bells are ringing, and they say, I'll go and see. Well, I know why they're ringing.
Bum, 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 bum.
They're ringing out for me.
Clyde McFadden crying his eyes out over the bells. Billy Ward and his Dominoes, a tune recorded on the 17th of September, 1952, released on Federal Records in December of 52, and charting in January of 1953, where it topped out at number 3. That was a huge record for the Dominoes. Its flip side, Pedal, Push, and Papa, was also recorded at that same session. This one features the Dominoes' new bass singer, David McNeil. Because remember, Bill Brown had left the group in February of 52. Well, it took this one a while to hit the charts. Remember, the single was issued in December. The Bells charted in January, but Pedal, Push, and Papa didn't chart until March, where it topped out at number 4. So this single had a number 3, and the B-side went to number 4. What a big record. So without further ado, as we feature the Dominoes Part 2, 1952 to 1954, let's flip the bells over and get a load of a tune that was recorded in the same mold as their huge hit 60 Minute Man. Here's David McNeil up front with Pedal, Push, and Papa.
You'll only let me try. Just tell me when and I'll begin. A bell pushing papa am I. Tonight the bar to yonder star will go sailing through the sky. Like Jack and Jill will get a thrill. A bell pushing papa am I. I'll shallow that salad I go dream. I'll bounce around Big Fella's dead. And when the trip is over, you'll know that I was there. So if you decide you want to ride, I will gladly be your guide. Just ask for Dan, the lover man. A bell pushing papa am I.
A bell pushing papa is he. A bell pushing papa is he.
Yes, me. I'll rock your soul and make you roll.
Papa is
tell the ladies more about me, man.
A
man
papa
yeah, that's
is
right. Put them wide.
A man papa is he.
Just tell me when and I'll begin.
Because a man papa is he.
Yes, I'll saddle that saddle like a tree. I'll bounce around like Fiddle's dad. And when the trip is over, you'll know that I was there. So if you decide you want to ride, I will gladly be your guide. Just as for Dan, the lover man, a bell pushing papa am I, oh yes.
A bell pushing papa am I.
Darling, you're gone and left me. Our memories. Memories like a cigarette that bears lipstick traces and airline tickets to romantic places. The next apartment. Those stumbling words that told you what my heart meant. A farewell's fancy. These foolish things remind me of you. A telephone that rings, but who's to answer? Oh, how the ghost of you clings. These foolish things remind me of you. Now, darling, you know how much I've missed you. I long for the day that you return to my arms. But until that day,
truly beautiful record. These foolish things remind me of you. It was also the final Billy Ward and His Dominoes release to feature Clyde McFatter. So far this week, I keep talking about the September 17th, 1952 session. That turned out to be the last session for Clyde. By April of 1953, Clyde had had enough. He always maintained that he quit the Dominoes. And Billy Ward always said that he fired Clyde. But why would you fire the guy whose voice has basically been the calling card for your group's sound since the beginning? Why would you fire such a great singer? I would think that Billy Ward would have done all he could to keep Clyde. But whatever happened, April 1953, the great Clyde McFadder is out. And then the story that Ahmet Erdogan, co-founder of Atlantic Records, told me. He went to see a Billy Ward and his Dominoes show. He did not see Clyde. He asked Billy Ward about it, and Billy said that Clyde was fired. Ahmet Erdogan went to the phone book and found a Clyde McFadder up in Harlem, called him up, and the next morning, he was an Atlantic artist. The Drifters would be formed around him until in 1955 he went out on a solo career, and the rest is history. One of the greatest voices in all of rhythm and blues, Clyde McFadder. But fear not, Billy Ward was always prepared. He had been approached all the way back in September of 52 by a young singer from Detroit who was going under the name Sonny Wilson. He had already recorded a side for Dizzy Gillespie's DG label, and he wanted to join the Dominoes. Billy Ward didn't have a place for him yet, but he recognized Jackie Wilson's talent, and so he kept him waiting in the wings. He actually got to hang out with the group and even traveled with them for a time, but we'll get more of Jackie Wilson in just a moment. First, let's go back to that final Clyde McFadder-led Dominoes record. These Foolish Things Remind Me of You. You may remember that was a number one record for Benny Goodman back in 1936. It also did well for Billy Ward and the Dominoes, topping out at number 5 on the R&B lists in June of 53. And it actually came from an old session held on May 24th, 1951, as did its flip side, Don't Leave Me This Way. So we just heard These Foolish Things. Why don't we flip that one over and get one more dose of the great Clyde McFadder? Here's Don't Leave Me This Way as we feature Billy Ward and the Dominoes, Part 2 on this week's Juke in the Back. I've been here right Jackie Wilson's on lead, and a new era begins for Billy Ward and his Dominoes, recorded on the 27th of June, 1953, written by Billy Ward and Rose Ann Marx. You can't keep a good man down. Now, my notes say it was also released in June, but if it was recorded on June 27th, unless they got it out on the 30th, I don't know how that was released in the same month. So let's just say it was probably released in July. By September, it entered the charts, where it topped out at number 8. Not a bad showing with a new lead singer. Because, of course, Jackie could do all those great vocal acrobatics. And was blessed with God-given pipes, just like his predecessor, Clyde McFadder. And truly, this really was a new era for the Dominoes. Because all the old members were gone, except for James Van Lone. Remember him? Now we have Milton Merrill singing second tenor, and Cliff Givens singing bass. Jackie Wilson's on lead tenor, and James Van Lone on baritone. The Dominoes were back, baby, and the hits were gonna just keep on What's that? The hits were almost done? Wait, so they'd only have one more hit with Jackie Wilson singing lead? And then nothing more until Eugene Mumford joined the group? A 4-year dry spell? Ooh, I did not see that coming. Well, one of the problems could have been that, you know, rhythm and blues was starting to hit the mainstream. They were calling it rock and roll. Maybe the Dominoes weren't quite, I don't know. But yeah, here we are at the Dominoes' last charting record until 1957. And it's a cover of a Tony Bennett hit. Recorded at a mammoth session held on October 12, 1953. They recorded a lot of songs at this session. They released it in late October. Now, Tony Bennett's version of Rags to Riches would hit number one on the pop charts on November 14th. The Dominoes' version of Rags to Riches entered the R&B chart on November 28th, exactly 2 weeks later. It stalled at number two. Guess what record kept it out of the number one spot? Five Long Years by Eddie Boyd. Well, go figure. Rags to Riches was also not issued on Federal Records, but rather on its parent company, King Records. That's probably because it was going up against Tony Bennett on Columbia, and King usually used Federal for its R&B releases. This version of Rags to Riches is squarely aimed at the pop and R&B markets. Here's Jackie Wilson laying it on the line with Billy Ward and his Dominoes and Rags to Riches. You're digging the soul that came before rock and roll on the Juke in the Back.
I know I'd go from rags to riches if you would only say clothes may still be torn and tattered, but in my heart I'd be a king. Your love is all that ever mattered. Must I forever stay a beggar, whose golden dream will not
It's time for the Great 78, where we take a thick piece of shellac and harken back to a time when 78 RPM records were king. We're featuring the Dominoes again this week, and you may have noticed that we never flipped You Can't Keep a Good Man Down over. That's because I was saving it for right now, baby. This one's called Where Now, Little Heart, and was recorded at the same session as You Can't Keep a Good Man Down in late June of 53. It was written by Billy Ward and Rose Ann Marks, and probably features Billy Ward on lead vocals. It's this week's Great 78, Billy Ward and his Dominoes with Where Now, Little Heart.
Where now, little heart, where can you go to find a love that is true and someone who loves you so? I gave love to you right from the start, and still you said we were through. So where now, little heart? You ran to the east and you ran to the west, and now, what a shame. You found that the one you thought was the best played a losing game. Come home, love mine, why stay apart? And then I'll say never more. Oh, where now, little heart? Where now, little heart, where can you go to find a love that is true and someone who loves you? So I gave love to you right from the start, and still you said we were through. So where now, little heart,
little heart?
You ran to the east and you ran. You found out the one you thought was the best played a losing game. Well, come home, love of mine, why stay apart? And then I'll say nevermore. Oh, where now, little heart? Oh, where now, little heart? Oh, where now,
little heart?
You're listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
Oh, please don't hang me for the love that's gone. Just carry on, dear. Forget my pain.
Forget my pain.
Oh no, don't hang me. Don't waste your time now. It is no crime now to love again. But as for me, I know that as you go, my heart
that some sweet day you'll find you still love me too. You want another. So I will wait here. I'll wait my fate here. Don't thank me.
Mr. Bobby the Bobcat, making you want to jump, drive, and wheel.
She's got it upstairs, she's got it downstairs, and she's got it on her balcony. That's why I call my bell gal, oh, my baby, 3D. She really can rock. She really can roll like a steamer on a stormy sea. Dunk on your soul, gal. Let it roll. Hey, now, my baby, 3D. Oh, I don't need new glasses to see what she's putting down. Cause when she starts to shake that thing, well, my love comes tumbling down. Well, I'm telling you guys, stop winking your eyes, cause I've got her under lock and key. Doggone your soul, gal, let it roll. My baby, 3D. Now she's got it upstairs, and she's got it downstairs, and she's got it on a balcony. That's why I call my Mel gal. Hey now, my baby, 3D. Yes, she really can rock.
Crazy.
She really can roll. Jazzy. Like a steamer on a stormy sea.
Take you later, Daddy.
Doggone your soul, gal. Let it roll. Hey, now, my baby's 3D. Oh, I don't need new glasses. No, not to see what she's putting down. Cause when she starts to shake that thing, my love comes tumbling down. Well, I'm telling you guys, stop waking your eyes, cause I've got her under lock and key. Doggone your soul, gal, let it roll. Oh, now, my baby, 3D, 3D. Oh, my baby's 3D.
Oh, my baby's 3D, capitalizing on the big 3D movie craze at the time. Recorded on October 12th, 1953. That's Billy Ward handling the lead on that one. He's also credited as the sole writer. So where's Rose Ann Marks? I don't know, maybe she didn't want to write about 3D movies. My baby's 3D found them back on Federal Records after that rags to riches, backed with Don't Thank Me, which we heard before My Baby's 3D, which was issued on the parent label, King Records. You know who's singing lead on Don't Thank Me? It's Milton Merle, one of the new members of the Dominoes. It seems like now that Clyde is gone, more members of the group are getting a chance to sing. So Rags to Riches, backed with Don't Thank Me, was issued in October of 53. In November, they released a Christmas record, Christmas in Heaven, backed with Ringing in a Brand New Year, just in time for the 1953 Christmas season. And that, cats and kittens, is where we're gonna have to end this edition of The Juke in the Back, and part two of Billy Ward and the Dominoes, 1952 to the beginning of 54. I hope you enjoyed this week's show. And remember, until next time, soul, it's a feeling, and you get that feeling each week when you tune into your source for 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues right here on The Juke in the Back. Next week, we're going to continue with 1954 and some more fantabulous records with Jackie Wilson on lead. But it's around this time, as rock and roll is breaking, that Billy Ward and Federal Records start making some missteps on what they're releasing. There's more filler and less killer, if you know what I mean, cats and kittens. So next week, we're going to trim the fat and only present the best representation of Billy Warden as Dominoes through the end of their career. So don't miss part 3 next week. And of course, I have to give a big thanks out to Marv Goldberg and his R&B notebooks for all the invaluable research information. Let's close it down with another fantabulous Jackie Wilson lead. This is the flip side of My Baby's 3D. This song was originally written for the 1930s Broadway revue, Rhapsody in Black. Ethel Waters was one of the first to sing it, but it didn't become a hit or a classic until Billie Holiday, the Ink Spots, Fats Waller, and the Ravens recorded versions of this tune. It's Until the Real Thing Comes Along, and it's going to close down this week's Juke in the Back. Recorded at the end of 53 on December 3rd, it would lead the group right into 1954. Have a wonderful week, everybody. This is Matt the Cat signing off, and I'll catch you next week on the flip side. Until the Real Thing Comes Along. Bye-bye.
I'd work for you. I'd slave for you. I'd be a beggar or a knave for you. If that isn't love, it will have to do. Until the real comes along, I'd gladly move the earth for you to prove my love, dear, and its worth for you. If that isn't love, it will have to do. Until the real thing comes along, with all the words, dear, at my command, I just can't make you understand. I'll always love you, darling, come what may. My heart is yours, what more can I say? I'd sigh for you, I'd cry for you, I'd tear the stars down from the sky for you. If that isn't love, it will have to do. Until the real thing comes along, with all the words dear at my command, understand. I'll always love you, darling, come what may. My heart is yours, dear, what more can I say? I'd sigh for you, I'd cry for you, I'd tear the stars down from the sky for you. And if that isn't love, it will have to do. Until the real thing comes
of whiskey, and the women have all gone home. Thanks for dropping by. Feel free to let Matt the Cat know if you dug the show. Email him at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Juke in the Back is recorded at Rosie's Juke Joint, located at the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. For more information, please visit jukeintheback.org. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on the Juke in the Back.